Okay, so welcome back to Dan Dan's podcast. Here we have our two special guests, my grandmother Lela, say hello.
Hi.
And then my auntie Abby, say hello.
Hi.
Okay, so today's subjects we're talking about thrifting and sewing. Okay,
interesting.
Okay. You can give me your honest opinions. I want to ask Lala. That Lala is my grandmother, by the way. That's what I call her. So how long have you been sewing?
I actually started in high school with a class on economics.
Econ?
Yes, and then I really got interested.
How long ago was that?
Oh my goodness, that's like...
Speak up.
More than 50 years ago.
What? They had electronic sewing machines back then?
Well, they didn't. We just sewed by hand at that time. I didn't actually use a machine. It was all by hand.
What? So when did you get your first sewing machine?
Later on, when I think it was in the 1975, 76. My husband bought me one for my Mother's Day, I think it was, or my birthday, I can't remember. And I started making clothes for my children. My daughter's dresses and pants for the boy, and even t-shirts. I used to make t-shirts for the boys.
What?
You used to make t-shirts too?
Yeah, I was making t-shirts for the boys.
Where did you get, like, the clothes? How'd you start making t-shirts?
Well, I looked for books at the thrift store on how to do stuff, and that's where I found out how to make t-shirts and how to buy the material that required to make the t-shirts. And so there was a store called Sayers.
Sears?
Not Sears, Sayers, with a Z.
Sayers.
Uh-huh. And they had real good prices on material.
Used or new?
They were brand new material. But I also found at thrift stores pieces of material that I would use to make things.
Mm-hmm.
For the boys and for my daughter.
That's nice. But why did you make clothes for them?
Well, because at that time, I didn't work. My husband was the only one working. And we had bills, so we couldn't really afford clothes. So the only time they used to wear something new is because I used to make it for them.
So that was for my mom, Lito,
yeah,
Tony.
Your mother.
Only family?
Just my children, nobody else.
And what about you, Abby? When did you pick up sewing?
Well, I don't really sew. I go to my mom when I need sewing. If I need my pants taken in, which I do need a pair of pants taken in. So yeah.
What about thrift shopping? Do you thrift shop?
I don't do it anymore, but I used to do it a lot. And I used to like going with mom, Lela, when I was younger.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Do you remember my reaction when we were younger?
Yeah, I used to take Abby, put her in a cart, and get books because she used to like to read. And so I used to put books in the cart, and she would let me do the shopping because she was reading in the cart.
Do you remember when you took me to the thrift store?
Yes, you were like 5, I think.
And what was my reaction in the thrift store?
At the beginning, you were kind of bored, but then you started looking into... pockets.
I remember that too. Going through all the aisles.
Going through the
jackets,
aisles and the jackets and the pockets of the pants. And you actually found a few dollars in pants.
I remember I started doing that because you told me, mommy told me that I could look in the pockets. That's what she said she did.
Because some people leave money in their
I used to hate it though. I used to hate the thrift store. I used to, every time he took me,
You were like bored. Like,
I never liked being there. And then when I heard about the money part, that's when
you started looking into pockets and.
And then I found some stuff.
And you found money. Yeah. Coins.
I always looked and I never found anything.
Coins and dollars.
And then you started looking for things that you like toys and stuff.
And jerseys.
And jerseys.
Jerseys is number
the
one.
Bags of like, toys that you buy for like, I don't know how much. I don't
remember. Like 90
but
cents.
Yeah, right? Like a dollar. And it came with all these different little toys.
Different little toys for the kids.
That was a treat.
Did your mom used to sew a lot?
My mom, she's more like a crochet person. But she did make dresses for us. I remember. My sister and I, she used to make us dresses the same for me and my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Maribel, no, for Maria and Mimi, she used to make the same. So she was always like making dresses for us and dressing us the same.
That was in Puerto Rico, right?
That was here in Chicago.
What? When?
When we were small, we used to live here.
Your mom?
Yeah, she came. She brought me when I was 2 years old.
Wait, so Lela, you, she moved here, then moved back to Puerto Rico?
Yeah, she moved back when I got married to Jose.
She had that house the whole time?
No, she used to rent from my grandma.
At the house?
You know where Hortensia lives?
No.
Jenny?
Remember where
Titi Mimi
used to live?
Chestnut.
Was she the red, the big red, the big red stairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That was my grandma's house.
The stairs, the place.
The whole building.
Really?
The whole building. We used to live in the bottom one, the bottom floor.
What?
That's where I got married there.
What? You learn something new every day. Abby, why don't you thrift shop anymore?
No time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't really have time anymore.
Sorry.
Huh?
You stay at all the retail stores.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think.
No.
I don't know. It takes a lot of time to find good stuff, and I feel like now, like, when I do shop, it's kind of like I can find decent prices at other stores,
but not as decent as the thrift store.
I mean, I guess it depends which thrift store you go to, because some thrift stores are actually more expensive than buying brand new clearance at like Sears always has really good clearance.
You can talk about that. You can you don't need to.
Yeah, I always find Sears has a lot always good clearance, and I'd rather buy a brand new
The same as a thrift store.
Less?
Yeah, for less sometimes.
Where?
I found a skirt for $3.99. Brand new.
Yeah.
Where?
At Sears.
Blazers.
Clearance.
At Sears for $3.99.
At clearance.
Blazers.
Well,
like,
at the second hand or the thrift store, it's like
$5?
$5,
yeah.
$7.
Well, I'm not gonna buy a pair of pants for $3. I'm sure of that. At no thrift store. At no.
At Sears? Oh yeah, I bought Jose some. How do you call it? Structure? That's a marca.
What?
That's a brand.
Okay.
Structure brand.
For $10, and they were like $80 pants.
Structure.
Brand new structure.
And I buy jeans. They usually when they have their clearance. Especially that like green ticket clearance where it's like if it has a green ticket, if it's green ticket, you get it for $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's green.
I bought a sweater, brand new sweater, for $3.99. I could show it to you, it's in my closet.
I still think thrift shops are better. The least amount I paid for like a pair of pants was at the, what's it called, Last Chance. I told you about that store.
Yeah.
That's a thrift store?
No.
Oh, it's like,
it's like brand new, kind of like only tried on.
Yeah.
It's like from Nordstrom. And it's like all their last chance deals.
Oh, so they come there. Like a clearance.
Yeah. And I bought a pair, expensive pair of brands. These Zamro pants I paid $100 for. Like a pair of pants I paid $100 for. I found a pair of those, the same brand, for $10. Oh, wow. For 10. But I still think thrift shopping and sewing is way better.
Some things you could get real good at.
I think it depends what thrift store you go to. Yeah. And it depends what area. Because I feel like Chicago thrift
stores. There's one on Milwaukee and close to California where they have name brands. And, I mean, their prices are like $30.
They trip.
Yeah, they used to have good prices because that's but when we it's used been to go going all up. The time. But I stopped going.
You know why they? You know why they're hiking their prices?
Why?
Because people are going to thrift stores to buy low cost, and then they resell it on eBay.
Yeah.
And they sell it on you know, online, and they're making profits. Mm-hmm. So they're getting smart. And they're hiking up their prices. I saw this lady, she was looking for a handbag for women, and she was looking for a name brand, and then she was telling somebody on the phone that she found such and such, you know, handbags, and it was for her boutique. So they're buying at the thrift store to take to their boutique and sign it for more.
Yeah,
so it's not really for like people who can't afford it.
Right, it's not for people that
or is at least can it's like shifting to
regular
that.
New clothes.
Yeah,
I kind of done that though too myself.
You
resold stuff. Yeah, that's how I made some money in high school.
Okay, well there you go.
I thought it was cool.
That's why they're getting smart and they're hiking up the prices, and people that can't afford it, they come out with nothing because they can't afford it no more.
So where can they go?
I guess they
do. Sears.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them to go to Sears. $3.99.
Go get some clothes for $3.99.
Brand new clothes.
Or Foreman Mills, right?
Or Foreman Mills.
But Sears is better quality than Foreman Mills.
Yeah, Sears is better quality clothes.
I don't like shopping at Foreman Mills.
I used to work at Foreman Mills. R.I.P. I don't like them. How much time is that? Okay, so this concludes our live broadcast with my grandmother.
Bye.
What's your name?
Carmen.
And?
Abby.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye!
Bye! Teletubbies, bye! How do I stop? Stop. Thank you.